BG Mania, a video game music podcast for April 14th, 2021, is presented by LevelDownGames.com. You're listening to Frost Islands from Monster Hunter Rise, released March 26, 2021, composed by Satoshi Hori. Hello and welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music and discussion podcast brought to you by LevelDownGames.com. I am Brian, and with me this evening, it's been a long, long time. The King sort of returns, not really at Long Island anymore, but what are you now, the King of Boulder?
Boulder's been through enough, they don't need to suffer me.
Frank, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys.
You're not too far away from there, though. You're not too far away from there.
Far enough, in fact. I'll talk a little more about where I am now once you're a track later on.
Yeah, we want to know what's been up with you. But before we get to that, if you're new around here, what we like to do on this show is challenge ourselves to never play the same track more than once. That's never changed since Frank has last been on the show, except for special occasions. Each and every week, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about a particular topic, theme, game, or composer, while listening to some really excellent music. We're going to keep the same format that we've been using. We're going to, break it up into blocks, because I think that's been working really well, having, kind of three tracks here and there kind of listen to all at once, and it's different. Not too many other shows do that, so we're going to keep that same format. But Frank, it's really nice to have you back on the show. Do us a quick favor, if you don't mind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or we are listening to us, and leave that 5-star rating and a review so we continue to climb those charts in terms of search results. The only way that we could have Frank come back is with the return of Radio Hour. So even though this is not the end of the month, this is a special episode of Radio Hour, Volume 37, picking right back up where we left off with Volume 36 last summer, Volume 37 of Radio Hour. And we're going to kind of explain some things about where Frank has been. But before we get to that, we're going to kick to our first block of three tracks on the episode today. These are my next three picks.
See how it is, guys? I just came back and he's already going three in a row. This son of a bitch never stops.
I can't, change anything about that. Like, why would I switch it up at this point?
Also, side note, long-term fans, this podcast has sucked since August.
There we go. It has. Well, no, we can't say that. We've had, Frank, we have grown so big since you've last been here. We've had composers on the show.
I've been catching up on backlogs. You've been doing a really good job.
We've had composers on the show. We've had special guests. Bedroth is a regular now. And Bedroth, for fans of Bedroth, he will not be going anywhere. He will still be joining Frank and I for those composer appreciation episodes when we do those. Hopefully, if we can actually get the scheduling down packed with him, You know, we do have to kind of fit things around schedule wise. Frank's a busy man in Colorado, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let's kick to my first three picks, besides the opening pick. So I guess what we should do for Radio Hour is, because we're going to bring, well, typically 7 and 7, but we will incorporate probably less than that because I do want to incorporate Jessica and the listeners still. So we'll figure out the logistics of the numbers. But for today's sake, I told you to bring 7. I brought 4, and then we have 3 from a listener. If you remember the email that Jessica and I read on the episode a couple weeks ago, he also submitted 3 tracks. Those are in this Radio Hour as well. So the first pick that we opened up with, the Frost Islands theme from Monster Hunter Rise, that was one of my submissions. We're going to kick to my next 3, but we'll talk briefly about those when we come back. But the episode today obviously is more about Frank, so we're going to give him a lot more time as well. So we're going to get through everything, and then we're going to get to his picks. So we'll be right back after my first 3. You're listening to Forest from Kaze and the Wild Masks, released March 26, 2021, composed by Paulo Borer. You're listening to Psychedelic Breakdown from Everhood, released March 4th, 2021, composed by Foreign Gnomes. You're listening to Costume Selection from Balan Wonderworld, released March 26, 2021, composed by Ryo Yamazaki and Hironori Anazawa. Have you looked into that game, Kaze and the Wild Masks? I think that is a game you would absolutely love.
I haven't even heard of it.
But yeah, this particular track, it's bouncy, it's fun. It's very, you know, inspired by Donkey Kong Country and Sonic, this entire game. So you kind of get elements of that in the actual forest track here. So it's really cool. This Everhood track here, Psychedelic Breakdown, I absolutely love. Like, I really, really enjoy this track. And it's Frank, I actually think you would really like this game too, because it's a rhythm styled game, sort of like Elite Beat Agents or Rhythm Heaven, things like that. But you're doing things to the music, but you're battling bosses and you're going through this story. And the track that I chose, it's called Psychedelic Breakdown. So it's at this point where, you know, you're fighting a boss, you get thrown in an incinerator, and then like you go through this, I don't like this crazy acid trip almost, where everything is fusing together. And like, you know, I smoke weed. I know, Frank, you take edibles. Jessica smokes weed. We're sitting there playing this game and she's like, oh my God. And the track is just freaking rocking, dude. Like it is just, I wanted to, you know, try to have stuff that I thought you would enjoy on this episode as well, because it was your first one back. And, you know, this track is just traditional Frank, very rocking, electric guitars everywhere. It's such a cool game. It's called Everhood. I really hope that, you know, more people discover it and play through it, because it's really unique and fun. And then the third and final track that we played there, Balin Wonderworld. I chose to bring the costume selection theme. And while this is a very whimsical and fun track, and the game is as well,
I've actually heard quite a bit of this game recently. Something must have...
It's not that good, is probably what you've heard. Like,
it could have been memes.
Probably. It's from Yuji Naka, the creator of Sonic the Hedgehog and Nights into Dreams. And it's his new 3D platforming adventure game done in the style of Nights, but Square Enix is publishing it, basically. And there was a lot of hope that it would be good, but they released a demo a few months ago that was kind of unsatisfactory, and people were really disappointed, and were hoping that maybe some things would get fixed before the final release, and the game still just doesn't play that well. I did pick it up. I stayed true to my word. Dude, we did that Fantasy Critic Games thing at the start of the year for Level Down Games. I picked this up in the Fantasy League. I thought it was, you know, I was riding high on the hype of Yuji Naka coming back doing a great game, and it's sitting at like a freaking 40 something on Open Critic. Like, it's not doing great at all. And it's unfortunate because the entire soundtrack is such a joy to listen to. Like, it's so lovely. It's so peaceful. It's just, oh my God, it's so good.
Surprises on a beta East game.
We still play the tag team wrestling jingle at the end of every episode. Yeah, that's never changed. That has never changed.
Sure hate you.
Like I said, we'll talk more in between the tracks normally on a regular episode, but like I said, I want to give you time to really get to what you've been going to. So what we're going to do now, we're going to kick to those three listener picks, and we'll talk about those briefly when we come back, but then all after that, we're going to find out what Frank's been up to since he's been gone. So let's kick to these, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Howling Moon from BlazBlue Continuum Shift. Released July 27th, 2010, composed by Daisuke Ishiwatari. We'll be right back. You're listening to Insecticons from Transformers Devastation, released October 6, 2015, composed by Satoshi Igarashi, Tetsuya Shibata, Jun Okobe, Vince DiCola, and Kenny Meredith. You're listening to Fighting Johnny Vincent from Bully, released October 17th, 2006, composed by Sean Lee. Howling Moon from BlazBlue Continuum Shift. It is very Castlevania. And, dude, have you played the Black? Because I know you're the resident fighting game guy. At least you used to be, and you will be again. Have you ever played the BlazBlue series? Like, BlazBlue? I think I said that right.
I have.
I thought you have.
In fact, it'll tie into one of my tracks later on, but I'll spoil it now. I've been building myself a little arcade, and I've worked it into it.
Nice. Yeah, you definitely have a lot of things to say about things you've been doing. But this track was definitely a perfect track to include in an episode that you know, you came back to as well. Dude, such a freaking awesome piece of music. And it's funny because these games always, they're sort of like the Guilty Gear games. They just always have incredible electric guitar soundtracks. So good. We also played a track from Transformers Devastation, which I know, Frank, you are a fan of.
I am, although I don't think I was allowed to watch much Transformers as a kid because my mom, you know, she hates me.
But you played through this one. This was the Platinum Games one. This was the one that everybody was freaking out about. I forget what year it released, but I remember you really enjoying this game when it came out.
I want to say like 13 or 14, right?
It might have been. And again, it's another freaking rocking piece of music that he brought to the actual episode here today. So incredible stuff. And of course, like I said, it just feels like his picks were designed around you, Frank, as well, because he also said he was looking forward to you coming back to the podcast. But he also brought Bully fighting Johnny Vincent, which I know you are a big fan of that game as well.
So. Why haven't they put out like the new version of this? Bullying is such a big thing nowadays.
But you've also seen like all the stuff that's been going down with Rockstar, and you know, they can't really manage more than two game franchises anymore, which is unfortunate. But hopefully one day we will see the return of Bully, but I just don't know that we ever will.
Just give it the THQ Nordic and we're good to go.
Man, even they haven't been putting out a lot of stuff recently. Biomutant is finally coming out next month, dude. It's finally coming out. We've been talking about that game for years, but it's finally coming out, and I hope it's good.
They're going to have some kind of pandemic reason to make me wait until 2025.
All right, man, we've been talking it up. Let's kick to your first three tracks here, and then we'll come back and talk about these. I'm really excited about these first three picks that you brought. So we'll kick to these, we'll listen to them, and then we'll chat about them right after. You're listening to I Caught a Bug and a Fish from Littlewood, released June 18th, 2019, composed by Bashi Boizu. This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast.
the Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download the Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later.
You're listening to Retrocade from Mortal Kombat 11, released April 23rd, 2019, composed by Wilbert Rodgett II. You're listening to Desierto Caliente from Guacamelee, released April 9th, 2013, composed by Rom DiPresco and Peter Chapman.
yeah, so I caught a bug and a fish. That's...
You caught a bug and a fish. That's all you've done since we last spoke.
You know what? It's become a bigger thing now. Really picked it because it's from Littlewood. It's probably the only game I finished this year. So there's been my game challenge.
Did you even pick a number for a game challenge this year?
Two.
Two. There you go. There you go, Sean. Way to go. Way to go. Littlewood was a great game, dude, and the soundtrack to it was very, very fitting for the style of game that it was trying to be. You know, this Animal Crossing light type of an experience that honestly had a better terraforming system.
I was so mad at myself though, because this, if you remember, this ties even back. This was one of the original Kickstart My Hearts that we did.
It was, yeah. This is a game that you have had backed for a very long time.
Had it back for a long time.
I think, isn't Level Down Games in the credit? Didn't you put it as that in the actual credits?
It absolutely is. The credits are the credits are forever, though, so there's that. But as a backer, I had this for PC on Steam for a while. Never touched it. I was playing other stuff. I didn't care. I feel like it's such a dummy, though, because when it finally did come out for Switch, they gave me a free code for it, because that was one of the promises. If it ever comes out for Switch, you get anybody who backed it got a code.
Right.
So I played it, and I loved it so much. I'm like, well, I could have loved this a while ago.
Yeah, could have been playing it for a while, and it's so cool.
I did that with Skyrim as well, though.
Did you not play Skyrim initially?
Skyrim sat on my shelf for
That's surprising for you. As much as you love that game, that is very surprising that it actually, you know, you weren't playing it on 11-11-11.
And since I'm back, I just realized there will be some Skyrim and Portal in this next set. No, I'm kidding.
But you did break some Mortal Kombat!
I brought some Mortal Kombat. The game I have been playing the most since I've been gone. In fact, I play it weekly. At the very least, because I'm like trying to get all the challenges.
Still play Mortal Kombat 11 weekly. Wow. But they have been keeping it updated, and they have been doing, they have been, you know, credit where credit is due. Still waiting on Injustice 3, though.
I'm usually top 5% to all weekly challenges, so I don't know if everybody dropped off that much or if I've really gotten good. I'm probably going on the drop-off there. but I picked the Retrograde to talk about what I actually, you know, my gaming passion.
Yeah, you kind of teased it a little bit.
So I got it in my head, hey, why don't I just build like a retro arcade? Obviously, I don't have the room, so I was like, let me do a mini one. So I learned how to solder, believe it or not. I put together a little self-contained arcade cabinet. I fit in a RetroPie in there. I put in a PS3. I bought a new monitor.
Did you 3D print the cabinet or anything for it?
I got it before I had a 3D printer.
Oh, okay.
I wish I did, though, because I'm already thinking of, like, replacing the buttons in there.
Because you could do something more, like, custom or cool, you know what I mean? Like, that would be neat. You totally still could.
I haven't enclosed the entire situation yet, so I can do what I want. But it's been great. I've been playing a lot of retro stuff. I, you know, not that we support piracy, but I have every single game ever.
Sure, absolutely. And that's what's amazing, is that, like, you know, you can fit all of that on a RetroPie and put that, you know, in like an arcade. And so many people have done that. Like, it's just, I'm almost positive you can even buy pre-done Raspberry Pis with everything on there. Now, it's gonna cost you a little bit more to do that, but you could.
I've seen it in Sam's Club. Sam's Club literally has...
Oh, really? Holy crap. Okay.
They have like a plug-and-play style arcade stick. But preloaded into the stick is like a version of RetroPie with like every arcade game you could ever think of.
That's pretty cool.
They also want like $400 or $500 for it, and you know, this didn't cost me all that much to make.
Yeah, exactly. You can do that way cheaper yourself. I actually really like this retrocade theme though, and I don't remember. Is this what Very this recent. Is for? That, yeah, I was gonna say most, this is a recent update, right?
That came along with, I want to say, like Rambo, or maybe even past Rambo.
It reminds me of something. Like, I'm trying to.
It's Mortal Kombat 2, 3, 4 kind of put in there, and like also updated. They spliced a lot of the old.
It sort of sounds. Maybe it's the pit. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
No,
like,
it's the acid pit is what you're hearing.
Yes, that's it. I'm sitting here listening to it while we're talking. I was like, dude, I fucking know this. So, great pick though. Great pick. And then, of course, we had a little appearance from El Francaro.
You know what? I really fit it here. I brought the guacamole because I moved. I'm no longer the king of Long Island. L.I. can go to hell. L.I. can go to hell.
And everyone there can too. I'm just kidding.
Each and every one of you die twice. I moved to Pueblo, Colorado. It's the desert mostly. The third or fourth biggest city in Colorado. Fun recreational stuff here. I recommend visiting.
We can do Colorado's a great state. Colorado's a great state. But I like that you actually picked Desierto Caliente. So great.
First of all, right now, Brian, I am sunburned to shit. Just set up the pool in the backyard. I've been doing.
Is it really that hot there? Does it get that hot in Pueblo?
It's over 100 in summer.
I didn't expect that.
It was 82 days ago.
Oof, that's rough. I mean, it's been like in the 70s here in Ohio, which I think is hot. We've had the air running a little bit in the house.
It's kind of nice right now. I've got the windows open in my bedroom. It's about 40
degrees. Yeah, it's nice outside. It's raining, I think, right now. It's nice outside. Really nice outside right now.
Pueblo is a... first of all, it's the hometown of heroes. So this city has produced...
Was it that before you moved there or after?
I feel like I'm contributing to it. I can't even take credit because these are military heroes. This city has produced more Medal of Honor recipients than anything else. Even to the point that when Kennedy was president, I believe, when he visited, he's like, what do you guys got, something in the water? It just produces heroes. So, like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool culturally. It's a very Mexican area. And I happen to love the Latinos. I love the food. I love the culture. I'm waiting for the museums to open so I can kind of, like, absorb it even more. But I've definitely taken to my surroundings. I love it here. 1,000 times better than any place I've ever lived.
And this track just, man, it just nails everything that I love about Guacamelee and Guacamelee 2. Like, I love Drinkbox Studios. I'm so excited for their new game that they had just announced last week that, you know, Nobody Saves the World or whatever it's called. I'm hopeful that we haven't seen the end of Juan. Like, I want a Guacamelee 3. So, I seriously love this track, dude. It's a good one. It's really good.
I happen to know a... quasi-related LDG guy named El Franquero who would love to be in that game.
yeah, he's still roaming around somewhere down in Mexico. We left him there during that Xbox 2018 event, and he's never found his way back home. He never found his way back, which is unfortunate. But he really adapted to his surroundings down there.
I'm sure we'll find him in the caravan soon enough.
We'll find him eventually. Let's kick to another three tracks that you brought here on the episode today, and then we'll be right back after that. You're listening to You Are a Model Human from Job Simulator, released April 5th, 2016, composed by Jogurt.
Nice job, human.
Do you think you're alive? You are a model human. Gotta do your job.
You're listening to Montross from Star Wars Bounty Hunter, released November 19th, 2002, composed by Jeremy Soule. You're listening to Drive Plastic from You Are Empty, released October 16th, 2007, composed by Dmitry Dyachenko.
So, you know, for that first one, I went for You Are a Model Human, as Brian said, because that's pretty much all I did once I moved, relocated with my job.
Was work? Work, because that's all you used to do before you left was work.
And really, it's all I did when I first got here. Work. I feel like Rihanna. Yeah.
Hey, did you used to have her? Didn't you used to have a quote up for her in the old pizza shop?
I certainly did.
You certainly did.
I had a lost and found poster that said,
"I remember
found love in a hopeless place." Something like that.
How stupid.
If you check our Discord, my jokes are just as terrible.
Dude, longtime listeners will know. I mean, they know what they're getting with you.
Well, I'm sorry.
They know what they're getting.
Yeah. Thankfully, me and the company parted ways kind of nicely. And your boy's been getting way more on unemployment than he got when he was working. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Biden.
pretty much.
Or whoever wants to take credit for that one, thank you, Corona.
Whoever's taking credit for it. But this track is great, dude. And Jessica was a big fan of Job Simulator, too. Like, that was her favorite PlayStation VR game.
I recently just purchased it on Oculus as well. That's another thing I've done. I've added to my gaming acumen. I added an Oculus 2 Quest into my consoles.
Oh, nice.
Don't have a PS5 or a Series X yet because I can't find them anywhere. But it'll happen.
You and me both on that Series X still. We're still trying. But
I'll admit my screw up to everyone here. I thought I was slick. I thought I was going to get at least 10% off because my mom works at Walmart. So I was like, screw it, I'll just pick it up when it comes out. And then they decided, hey, we're not going to put the consoles in
stores. And then they didn't put them in stores. Which would have worked if they did.
Yeah, I had the money on the side. I still have the money on the side. I literally put a savings account for these two systems. And I refused to blow it all on one to satisfy a reseller who can all die and burn in the fire.
Yeah, see, that's what I did for the Xbox Series X. And then I had to take all of that when we... you know, had to have Gizmo go under surgery and spend $1,000 on that. So we've been working on paying that off. But as soon as we do, I'm going to reset aside the money for that Series X because, damn it, I still want one. Game Pass is too good of a deal on console. Like, I have Game Pass on PC, but console Game Pass is way too good of a deal. It's way too good of a deal. It's stupid how good of a deal it is.
Especially if you were playing MLB.
Exactly. You get it for free as opposed to $80.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
So my Star Wars Bounty Hunter
session. Wow. How does this tie in? I'm curious. Are you a bounty hunter now? Are you dog? Here comes a dog. The big dog. Roman Reigns?
I hope he beats Edge. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't. Why did I say that? It's going to happen now. No, really fell hard into The Mandalorian.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
In fact, Brian mentioned I got a 3D printer. I'm actually doing a Grogu full replica size print. His head alone, I believe, took me 23 hours. So,
dang.
I haven't even started the body yet. The body, I believe, is going to take 4 days. It's going to be in pieces and stuff. Yeah.
So, when you have do you just buy the material and you feed that into the printer, right? That's just all you're doing. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I had a much bigger machine to start for about 12 minutes. Then the machine literally came to be broken. I had to return it. I got a smaller one, but it prints fast. So.
That's really cool. Yeah, I know. I've seen a lot of things that you've made, and you definitely have gotten significantly better than when you first started out 3D printing.
It's a pretty fun hobby. It's one thing I have to admit. Since I don't have the new systems, I've been holding off. Like, I haven't even played Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Wow.
I know, because I want to play it on PS5. I got a brand new 4K TV for Christmas.
Ooh, so you're just waiting. Nice.
The plan was always... happy PS5.
Well, that's what you know, when you were on the LBG podcast, we were all talking like, I think you and I were the only two that were locked in to getting both on day one. And
the first stimulus hit. I literally put the money aside. I was like, and this is, you know, and it's still there. I haven't touched that account.
And Kyle's the only one that actually, Dan has both now, but Kyle actually the only one that ended up with both on day one.
Brian, if I knew that I could just... I knew I could have just pre-ordered and gotten them, but that 10%.
Sure, of course. 10% is big when you're looking at $500. So,
price, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's $100.
$100 is a lot of money. I was like,
sure, it's two games. One game now, basically.
One now. But I had the end. I had the end. Mom works for Walmart.
Yeah. It just didn't work out. So hopefully, you know, we're trying. We're still trying to get both you or you both consoles and me that Series X. So hopefully, you know, we'll beat the bots soon. But they're still out there, man. They're still tough to beat.
I swear to God, if I meet one of you guys in real life, I'm just going to murder you. Okay.
They're tough to beat.
A Friday night coming up, you are going to have an episode of Dateline and 2020 about the murders that ensue because of this.
The Purge. Yeah. You know what I really like, though? Speaking of The Purge, it reminds me of your last track there that we listened to. You Are Empty from Drive Plastic. Like, I don't even know what this game is, dude, but I really, really dig the sound of this track.
I literally just typed my feelings into YouTube, and then I found it as part of a video game because I'm empty and dying inside. But I genuinely enjoyed this track too.
This is so good, and if that's the reason, what you know, I mean, that's sad, but I mean, at least you found a great track out of it.
Yeah, that's just still. I'm fine, but I'm dying. I just want to go outside and have fun and friends.
I just want to be done with the pandemic and actually go back to sporting events and concerts and wrestling and...
I'm one shot in. May 1st...
Are you? Yeah, that's right, you are.
May 1st, I'll be fully immune forever.
You Are Empty. Oh, the game is called You Are Empty. Oh, okay. I thought the game was called Drive Plastic. No, the game is called You Are Empty. Okay.
I do drive a car that pretty much feels like plastic, but yes, I am empty.
You Are Empty is a first-person shooter... published in 2006. Okay. I'm wondering the game. GameSpot. Frank,
then.
Wow. Games. In typical Frank fashion, GameSpot gave this game a 1.5 out of 10.
So there we go. It's my life. A big 1.5 out of 10.
There we go. And then, of course, we're going to close out the end of the episode with a track called Putting Everything Together from House Flipper that you picked. And have you actually played this game, first of all?
No, but I remember Jessica was obsessed.
Loves this freaking game, dude. Loves this freaking game. She still plays it sometimes. Not as often anymore, but she still plays it.
This
is what you've been doing.
This, above all, is what I've been doing.
Not really house flipping, but renovating. Putting everything together, basically.
I moved out here to help my parents as part of my move. Part of it was because way cheaper to live in Colorado versus New York. A whole lot cheaper. But yeah, just this week alone, they bought and I had to help install the pool. We dug a pond.
Above ground, right? Above ground.
Above ground, thank God.
Yeah. if you dug an in-ground pool, man, that'd have been impressive.
No, but dug out a pond.
That's also impressive.
That hurts. I still feel that now.
How deep?
The pond is 4 foot deep at its deepest. And
okay, so not like you weren't digging down like 10 feet or whatever.
No, but it's still pretty wide. Sure. Outside. And I pretty much made it like steps so I can actually get my fat ass out.
Smart, instead of just digging yourself into a hole.
That'd be a weird one to explain to the sheriff. Did that, dug irrigation ditches, been doing a lot of gardening. Hell, that ties back into Littlewood.
Back into Littlewood, exactly. You've been terraforming in real life.
I've been doing a lot of terraforming.
Could have played a track from Animal Crossing.
I've done so many things. I fixed my parents' house, installed a bidet, greatest thing you can ever do.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kyle. The purveyor of the bidet. Yeah, he's got a bidet,
it was
too.
It was at his recommendation that I tried it, to be honest.
Yeah, he loves his bidet. So
installed that full security system as of yesterday.
Nice. So. You have been busy.
Oh, I've been doing work. I'm handy.
Yeah.
If I put everything together in my love life, ladies, I'm single. I'm available.
Now you've got you've got a fresh start, Frank. You're in Colorado. You're in Pueblo. You're in the desert. Everything is legal. You're in good. You're okay. You'll manage. Everything is legal. Just go down to the street. You know, go to the local shop.
Oh, I have so much of that. The shirt called me Pablo Escobar.
Find the locals hanging around the shops too. The shady ones, and you know, see what happens. How does it go? Looking, finding love in all the wrong places. I don't know. What's the Rihanna quote that you just talked about?
No, I think thinking of love in all the wrong places is someone else.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe Campbell.
Oh, maybe.
Midnight Cowboy. There you go.
Midnight Cowboy. Things just flow together. It's all random, but that's just what happens in my head. So this was fun. And like I said, it was a nice little introduction back. Yeah, I miss this too. And, I like doing it this way. I still like talking about it, but I also like doing it. I think I want to keep it this way.
We'll
I think
keep I do want to keep guard. It. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. We might switch things up, but it is fun getting to sit down and just, talk about games, talk about music with you again. So it's been an absolute pleasure getting you back on the show. Like I said, going forward, we're pretty much going to have you back every week, I believe. If you're ever not on, Jessica will be filling in, Bedroth will be filling in. And again, like I said, Bedroth will still be appearing alongside Frank and I for those composer appreciation episodes because, he's been doing such a great job.
As long as he Venmos me, he definitely has a spot.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And hopefully he can make the, the times when we record, because we do record kind of late. But he's I think, in the same time zone as you. I think Texas is in the same time zone as Colorado.
They're central on mountain, but it's salt.
Oh, dang. Techie geeks in mountain, though. I do know that. All right, man. Well, let's go ahead and get out of here. This was fun, but that is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by LevelDownGames.com. Don't forget to submit tracks, ideas, and requests for future episodes of Radio Hour, because it is back to BG Mania at LevelDownGames.com. Regardless of the podcast service you're listening through, be sure to share your support by leaving a rating and a review, especially if you're listening through Apple Podcasts. We'd also be grateful if you could drop in over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/LevelDownGames. Subscribe to us there, and if you haven't already, while you're at it, hit up twitch.tv/LevelDownGames and click that follow button. Stalking us on social media is perfectly acceptable. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook will be the place to do so. Check that description box for the appropriate links. And of course, in that description box, you will find a link to our Discord server. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Putting Everything Together from House Flipper, released May 17th, 2018, composed by Draco Nereid. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.